Close your eyes and imagine that you are entering a cave. Be inside so that the opening to the cave is behind you. Purposely take 3 steps deeper into the cave. Let yourself get a sense of how the ground is beneath your feet. Connecting the imagery to your senses helps to manifest the intention into the physical. Maybe the ground is hard. Maybe it's stone or sandy or damp. Notice the temperature and what the cave smells like. If you hear water, make a note of that in your mind. Now feel yourself slowly turning to the left and imagine that there's an opening there, a passageway, big enough for you to walk through. It could be a hallway, an archway, it could be a door. There's some light coming into this passageway from the other side. And that light can make it easy for you to move through the passageway, as though it's gently pulling you through, so that you exit into a clearing in a forest during the day. And get a sense of where the sun is in the sky. And send it a thought that you're happy it's there, and an invitation to join you in a human-like form. And when the sun shows up, just get a sense of what he, she, they, it seems like, especially the face. And invite an animal to come to the clearing from the forest, like a wild animal. And ask the animal to lead you and your sun friend into the forest where there is a large screening room, like a film screening room. If your animal is a bird, it's going to need to hop slowly enough or fly from point to point to make it easy to follow. As you come upon the screening room, take a moment to get a sense of it so that you will recognize it in the future, in a future visualization. Enter the screening room, and you and the sun person should find seats. Preferably, the sun will sit close to you on your right. The screen is in front of you. It's really big. It seems too big to fit into the room that you've imagined. There are some other people in the room. Probably you've never met them. They're aspects of your psyche as people. But maybe you've met them in a meditation. They probably seem to know the sun, your consciousness. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, feel your shoulders relax. And focus on your hands. If you want to, you can tighten your hands into a fist as you breathe in, and then let them go and really relax and be limp as you breathe out. Astrologically, Mercury rules hands and also thoughts and focus. Continue to let your hands become more and more deeply relaxed. And you may notice that your mind is becoming very calm and relaxed. And you may find you're breathing more easily, more deeply. While the room is dark and the screen in front of you is still blank, take a few full, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, feel your jaw and your shoulders become loose and relaxed. Saturn, the planet in astrology, rules the shoulders. When your shoulders are tight, it can mean that you're holding on to your own limitations and manifesting patterns from the past. As you feel your shoulder blades ease, that space in your upper back between them, it's easier to feel your arms become heavy and relaxed. Letting your jaw relax and your arms relax is a powerful message to your mind that it's safe to create something new, to enlarge your reality. The impulse of fight releases. It's very beneficial to feel your hands, your arms, and your shoulders really let go. And as you're breathing these slow, full, deep breaths, and fully exhaling, feel the comfort of where you're sitting or lying, so that your body can continue to feel heavy and supported, safe and relaxed. In a moment, an image will appear on the screen of a possible future for you. Of course, there's many possibilities, but something in this image represents living a very abundant, prosperous life. In a way you haven't previously experienced. The image may be a scene, or it may be a symbol. It represents you choosing a new experience where you feel more free, more alive, more expansive, happy. And as you allow yourself to receive more, you have created a new potential, not just for yourself, but for everyone in the physical to receive more. Imagine feeling very rich in ideas, in love, and money. These three do go together. If you know about astrology, think about the fifth house. Creativity, the ideas, the love, adventure, travel, abundance, a romantic life. Physically nod your head a few times, so that your psyche understands you are choosing prosperity through ideas, love, and freedom. Good. Now imagine you're in the future, and the feeling you have is freedom to do what you want, to choose what you want. Now the screening room becomes light, as though the lights have been switched on, and you look to see the sun person nodding at you. The planet Mercury is also in a human-like form in the back, in the control room, like the projectionist. You may sense that Jupiter is in the room with you as a person, and Neptune is also there, but might be hanging upside down from the ceiling. It's okay. Neptune likes to do that. As you look around, everyone applauds you sweetly. Enjoy it. Feel content. And when you're ready, there's no rush, open your eyes, still feeling very relaxed. Take some more deep breaths. Feel wide awake.